I guess the other thing is that you talk about combination endocrine therapy, but when you talk about, for example, making a woman postmenopausal using an LHRH agonist, and then, for example, using an aromatase inhibitor, that's a strategy a lot of people are using in the metastatic setting. I'm guessing you do.
We do use that strategy in select patients because we're trying to get every last bit of anti-hormone effect. So if you had somebody that may be an endocrine candidate, either previously exposed to tamoxifen or in your own mind you feel that you're trying to optimize because you believe AIs are better than TAM, in that pre- or perimenopausal woman, you don't really have an alternative other than to render her postmenopausal if you want to use an endocrine strategy. The only cautionary note is that you have to be careful that the LHRH agonist has actually rendered the patient postmenopausal. There are patients that despite doing that, meaning giving them an LHRH agonist, they do not become postmenopausal. So in effect, what you're doing is you're giving them two agents, neither of which may be accomplishing anything unless you're confident they're postmenopausal. So you have to really check hormone profiles more than one time.
Bob Carlson has run a study looking at gasarolin plus anastrozole that has shown some encouraging data. And there they use monthly gasarolin, and I think they've done a lot of testing and pretty well confirmed that it seems to keep the patient postmenopausal. Is that your approach if you're going to do this?
Yeah, I think the point would be that probably the Q3 month depot shots, you have to use them cautiously because they may break through or may be insufficient to cover them for the 3 months. We have had rare exceptions where even with monthly schedules, patients still are not in a postmenopausal hormonal profile. So I think for the vast majority of patients, that's an effective strategy, but every once in a while you can be fooled.
Now, in the patient like that who you're giving an LHRH agonist plus an AI to, who then, let's say, responds and then progresses, are there situations where you would continue the LHRH agonist and add in fulvestrant?
We haven't done that to date. I guess the rationale for doing that would be that fulvestrant has been looked at largely in postmenopausal women. It has been evaluated somewhat minimally in premenopausal women as a sort of single agent, generally, again, with more drug given up front, sort of a loading experience. So whether you necessarily need an LHRH agonist on top of it to optimally have an impact, it's not clear yet. The idea would be that there's so much circulating estrogen in a premenopausal woman that you may have too much competition for the fulvestrant to actually be working effectively. That would be the rationale for giving LHRH agonists and then putting in the fulvestrant.